retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk.
Works to the free throw line and a layup. And traffic got it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
Throws left side,
picked up low, it's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison. Alongside Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Ryan Clark back in our network studio. This is Matt LaFay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. It's Big Ten ball the rest of the way now for Greg Gard's team. The 2-0 Badgers, 10-2 overall, taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers, 0-2 in league play, and 6-6 overall. The honorary captain tonight is Joe Chernelik. And Mike, before we talk about tonight's game, I'm sure you got some thoughts on Joe Chernelik, and man, what a career he had for the Badgers.
They're one of my all-time favorites, one of the toughest, hard-nosed guys I had ever covered. 4-year starter, double digits in points all four seasons, played with Claude Gregory, Wes Matthews, Danny Hastings, Larry Petty, and is also the answer to a trivia question. Joe brought it to my attention when we visited earlier. Who scored the first basket in Rupp Arena? It was Joe Chernelik. Wisconsin went down there and opened the arena, lost to Kentucky, and Joe said that Adolph Rupp was seated in the front row, and he was so upset that it was a Badger who scored the first basket. Rick Roby scored the first point on a free throw, then Joe came back and made a shot. So it was one of his fondest memories, along with beating Minnesota his senior year, in which they double-teamed Kevin McHale and held him well below his average.
Yeah, no doubt. You mentioned his toughness. One of the all-time good dudes, too. Joe played here before I arrived up here, but certainly was very aware of him, and you get to know him a little bit. Just a great guy, very successful, and great to see him honored here tonight at the Kohl Center. As for the game, Badgers and Gophers, and as Coach Gard would mention, there's a million-plus reasons why coaches ignore records, because last year the Badgers were co-Big Ten champs, Minnesota trying to rebuild under Ben Johnson, and both games were really close because that's how it works in this league.
Yeah, it's funny how they got it done, too. Here in Madison, the game was tied at 60 all with 2:23 remaining, and Johnny Davis took it over and scored the final 6 points, hit a couple of jumpers, drew a couple of fouls, hit a couple of free throws, and then Truckee Hepburn put the punctuation mark on the game with a steal. Stole the ball from Jamison Battle in Minneapolis. Johnny Davis fouled out, and it was 62-62 with 2:35 remaining, and Jordan Davis took over, hit a layup. Stephen Crowell came back with a bank hook. Brad Davison sealed that with a couple of free throws. So you wouldn't have known how the records were so different, how Wisconsin wins a share of the Big Ten championship, Minnesota finishes way in the bottom, and yet they played them as tight as you could possibly play them.
Yeah, that's what rivals do. I just remember that game up at the barn. Jordan Davis, it was such a great moment for him. And Johnny Davis was every bit as happy as Jordan Davis, obviously. And it was just one of those, one of many special moments for Wisconsin basketball last season. They've already had a few special moments this season off to this 10-2 start. They've won 5 games in a row. And now it's truly the rhythm of the season now with the Gophers tonight, Illinois on Saturday, and 1 week from tonight back home against Michigan State. So buckle up.
And to give you an idea of the personnel turnover with Minnesota, only 2 players who competed against Wisconsin in those 2 games last year are still playing for Minnesota. Jamison Battle, who will start here tonight, and Trayton Thompson, who'll come off the bench.
Yeah, you're going to see us, or you will hear us describing a number of freshmen, 4 specifically, play some significant minutes, including Joshua Ola-Joseph, who's 17-plus a game. He's in the starting lineup. They tried to ramp up their athleticism here. These freshmen might be playing a little more than what they would have wanted in a perfect world. They've had a couple of key injuries that have affected them. Parker Fox, Isaiah Enan. Enan's had no luck, missing another year because of an ACL. So those are guys who are juniors, fourth-year players, but they're moving forward.
They've struggled a little bit in the paint, too, against bigger, stronger, taller fives. Hunter Dickinson had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and Zach Eady had 31 points, 22 rebounds, and Purdue's win over Minnesota.
Larry Serrato, Earl Walton, Lamar Simpson, your officials. Badgers in the home white cardinal trim. Gophers in the traveling maroon and gold trim. It'll be Stephen Crowell and Dawson Garcia ready to jump center as we are set to go in Madison. Toss and tap belongs to the Gophers, and Minnesota will move to our right. We are underway at the Kohl Center. Talon Cooper matched up with Chucky Hepburn. Now Garcia against Stephen Crowell. Jamison Battle. He's chased by Max Klesman. That's going to be a very interesting matchup to watch tonight. They go into Garcia. Right block and dropping down to the double. It's Chucky Hepburn, and he gets the steal. A lead feed to Klesman on the left wing. Thought about it. Turned it down. Badgers move to our left as the Gophers begin man-to-man. They'll mix things up. They'll zone a bit. They'll press a bit. It's Tyler Wall. Baseline left. Moving in on Garcia. Out the crowd. Left of the circle. Shot clock at 13. Bounce pass to Wall. Left of the lane. Backs on Garcia again. Backing. Right shoulder turn. One pump. Up left hand. Glass and rim no good. Dawson Garcia the rebound for Minnesota. And Torres Samuels brings it up the floor for the Gophers. Drops it to Talon Cooper. And the Gophers set up operation. Moving to our right, it's Battle on the left wing against Klesman. Battle picked up the dribble, throws to Garcia, hands it back to Battle, being dogged by Klesman. Now picked up by Crowell, a switch, 3 in the air from Battle, no good. Jordan Davis, the rebound for Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Hepburn. Sends it to Max Klesman, right wing, and he throws one away. Lobbed it over the head of Stephen Crowell. It's Samuels coming up with the Gophers. A bounce to Ola-Joseph at the free throw line. Turned down the opportunity. They feed Garcia, right wing. He's matched up with Tyler Wall. Cooper wraps it high on the left for Battle. Battle against Klesman. A throw to Ola-Joseph. He is guarded by Jordan Davis. Now it's Cooper on the left-hand dribble, top of the circle. Throwing to Battle. Works off a bump. Pass deflected by Crowell and plucked out of the air by Klesman. Turnover, Minnesota. Gophers can be a bit turnover prone. They'll turn it over a little more than 20% of the time with the ball as Jordan Davis. Inside feed caught by Wall. Right block backing Wall on Garcia. One pump goes up and in off the glass for the game's first points. A minute 50 into it.
That was a tough shot, too, by Tyler Wall. Felt like he got bumped played through contact and scored, though.
Solon Cooper, averaging nearly 7 assists a game. Works off a good screen from Ola Joseph. Works right foul line extended. Throws to Battle. Inside feed. Ola Joseph in the paint. Turns up right hand. Good. Joshua Ola Joseph over Jordan Davis. We're tied at 2. 2 minutes, 10 seconds gone by. Jackie Hepburn jogged it up for Wisconsin. Right sideline of the front court. Feed Stephen Crowell. Right wing. Bounce pass wide of the target. Intended for Klesmit. Out of bounds it goes as the Badgers commit another turnover.
And both have been errant passes trying to get the ball inside. Concept is good. They want to get post touches, but the execution has been poor.
Badgers are eighth nationally, according to KenPom, in turnover percentage. The Gophers ranked 274 out of 363 teams in Division I, but both teams have two miscues early on. Darson Garcia on the right wing. Operates against Crowell. Backing. He bobbled it. Got it back. Up left hand. Off the rim, no. Tyler Wall rips away the rebound. He'll glide up the middle of the front court. Now fans right side. Drives right of the lane. Pushed it up in traffic. No good. A force there. Battle the rebound for Minnesota. 2:50 gone by. We're tied at 2. Talon Cooper out front. Working off a couple of screens from Garcia and Battle. Battle now catches between the arcs. And he is checked by Chucky Hepburn. Battle kills the dribble, throws to Cooper. He's with Klesmit now. Works off the Garcia screen. Battle drives the lane, or Cooper drives the lane. Feeds hold to Joseph. Now to Battle right side. Snaps off a three. Right wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. Jordan Davis for Wisconsin. 3:15 gone by. We're tied at 2. Chucky Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin. He'll give it up to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell with a career-high 25 points on Friday night against Western Michigan. Now Hepburn around a Crowell screen. Stops right wing, feeds Wall, turns it to Jordan Davis on the left side. 10 to shoot. Wall top of the arc. Angles it right corner for Klesmit. Shot clock at 5. Hepburn high on the right. Back to Klesmit. Tough three, right corner, and that's an air ball, and that's a shot clock violation. The defense for Minnesota.
You really have to credit Ola Joseph for fronting Crowell. The Badgers were looking to get the ball inside to Stephen Crowell, and Ola Joseph just would not allow Crowell to present himself.
The freshman Ola Joseph will come out. Another freshman, Pharrell Payne, 6'9", 255-pounder in the lineup. Connor Resegian will check in for Max Klesmit. Early on in Madison, Minnesota and Wisconsin tied at 2, or 3 minutes and 45 seconds into the game. Jordan Davis now checking Jamison Battle as Talon Cooper brings it to the front court. Cooper high on the right, bounce pass Battle, inside feed, deflected, intended for Garcia, out of bounds, it'll belong to Minnesota.
Cooper is physically, it's not your prototypical point guard, is he?
No, he's not. And he's a point guard who will score it, and he is by far their best three-point shooter. And he has the ball right now off the left wing. Shovels it low pass. Dug out by Samuels. Gives it to Garcia near the right corner. Garcia backing on Wall. Garcia right block. Turns it back out to Cooper. Top of the circle. One to shoot. Hanging. Shooting. Off the right side iron. No good. Rebound Tyler Wall. 4:15 gone by. Badgers and Gophers tied at 2. Wall right of the lane. Wall on the attack. Turns it back out to Hepburn. Top of the circle against Cooper. Feeds Davis. Left point. Shovels it inside. Crowell will catch against Payne. Backing his crowd, turns up left hand off the rim short. Garcia the rebound for Minnesota. 4.5 minutes gone by. We're still tied at 2.
Payne did a good job just pushing Crowell out a little further than he wanted to be to take that shot.
Payne really put together. Freshman out of Cottage Grove, Minnesota. Garcia wide open. Long 2. Right corner. Off the rim. No good. At a foot of the line. Missed it anyway. Davis the rebound for Wisconsin. Jordan glides up the right sideline of the front court. Now Hepburn. Left hand dribble. Left of the lane. Stops. Kicks it out to Davis. Snaps off a 3. Right side. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound to Minnesota. And Torres Samuels quickly up the floor for the Gophers against Connor Resegian. Samuels throws to Cooper high on the left, flips to Garcia, sends it back to Cooper. Cooper drives, baseline left, shot blocked by Wall. Garcia there low on the left, puts it up too strong, no good. Crowell clears for Wisconsin. A lid on both baskets here. We're still tied at 2, 14:40 left in the first half. These teams are a combined 2 for 13. 1 for 7 Minnesota, 1 for 6 Wisconsin. Crowell finds a back cutting Hepburn, tried to dunk it, lost it as he went up. Davis is there, left corner 3 is short. Hepburn the offensive rebound, out the wall. He'll take the 3 left side, and that's an air ball caught by Garcia. Somebody close the door, please. 14:18 left in the first half, still tied at 2. Talon Cooper high on the right, throws to Pharrell Payne, top of the circle. Payne picked up the dribble. And the handoff intended for Cooper is taken away by Hepburn. Now a Sejan with it. Sends it to Hepburn to the right side. Drops it to Connor. He'll take the three. Got it. Enough is enough, says the freshman. And it's 5-2 Wisconsin with 13:52 left in the first half.
Always a good option when you're not shooting the ball well. Give it to Sejan.
Pharrell Payne, top of the circle, hands off the battle. Chased by Jordan Davis. Battle left elbow, jumper off the bounce. Back rim, no good. A Siege in the rebound for Wisconsin. 13:35 left in the half, 5-2 Wisconsin. Davis on the dribble, throws to Hepburn. Inside feed, Crowell catches low on the right. Layup good with the right hand. And a timeout taken by Minnesota as the Badgers get buckets on back-to-back possessions. Minnesota 1-for-9. The Badgers were one of their first eight. And then a couple of makes gives them a five-point lead as we have our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond. And enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 13:28 left of the first half. Wisconsin 7, Minnesota 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, honey, how was your trip to Menards?
Awesome. The Menards bag sale is back.
Oh, what's the bag sale?
You grab a bag in store and save 15% on everything you can fit in the bag. I got a new cordless drill, LED bulbs to help with the electric bill, stocked up on toothpaste, always need batteries, and paint for the mudroom, plus all my favorite snacks. Where are you going?
Menards. We're out of cleaning supplies.
Hurry in. Grab a bag in store now through January 14th. Get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details. Hey,
is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin System.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
I worked for youth advocate programs, yet I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Connor Siege in three, a Stephen Crowell layup, and the Badgers on a five-point burst, if you will. 7-2 Wisconsin, 13:28 left in the half.
That combination between Hepburn and Crowell has been money, though, hasn't it? We saw it really work well against Western Michigan.
Terrific chemistry. Pharrell Payne against Carter Gilmore now on the floor for Wisconsin. Goes to Cooper, turns to the left side. Braden Carrington, a three-shot good from the left wing. Braden Carrington, another freshman, and plays about 25 minutes a game. Freshman from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. Mr. Basketball in the state of Minnesota. 7-5 Wisconsin. Not quite 7 minutes into the game. Tyler Wall off the right elbow. Throws to Jordan Davis at the left point. Davis brings it up top. Finds Klesmet coming off a Wall screen. Gives it to Tyler now on the right side. Tyler works the baseline. Starts to back on Garcia. Backing one pump up right hand. Glass and rim no good. Garcia the rebound for the Gophers. And here comes Talon Cooper for Minnesota. 12:43 left in the half. 7-5 Wisconsin. Cooper off the Payne screen. Then off the Garcia screen. Left of the circle. Picked up by Wall. A throw to Garcia. Throws to Payne. Back to the basket. Backing on Gilmore. Mid post right. Turns up right hand. Good. Off the glass. Pharrell Payne, tough shot. Tied at 7. 12:25 left in the first half. Max Klesman brings it up the floor for the Badgers. Throwing to Gilmore along the right sideline. Up and inside. A throw out the Wall. Top of the circle. He'll give it up to Klesman. Left of the circle. Finds a curling Asijan in the lane. Pull up 10-footer. Good. Now to Asijan with 5 quick ones off the bench for Wisconsin. He averages 10.5 a game. 9-7 the Badgers, 12:03 left of the first half. Dawson Garcia, top of the arc, Wall defending. Garcia, handoff to Carrington, turns it to Cooper, left side, three in the air over Klesman is good. Jalon Cooper, we mentioned, he is by far their best three-point shooter. 53% coming into the game. Doesn't take a ton of them, but he's now 19 of 35 for the year. 10-9 Minnesota, 11:42 left in the first half. Klesman sends it to Gilmore, top of the circle. A pass for Wall, right of the wheel. Wall thought about it, shovels to Gilmore instead. Carter, right of the lane, backs on Garcia. Gilmore backing, turns, pivots, up left hand, rattles out, no good. Garcia the rebound. 11:25 left of the first half, 10-9. Minnesota leads Wisconsin. And Talon Cooper will set the floor. He's been their iron man as Cooper, 35 minutes per game on average. A pass inside, Garcia darts at the battle, missed it inside, got his own rebound, put it up and in, it counts, and a foul. Jamison Battle with the and one, and a foul against Jordan Davis of Wisconsin. That'll be his first as we have the under 12 media timeout. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu and by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:10 left of the first half, Minnesota 12, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. And fans, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 6th through the 8th for Badgers Sale Weekend. You'll get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room when you spend $29.99. Relax. It's Steinhoffel's. 11:10 left in the first half. Minnesota 12, Wisconsin 9.
Jamison Battle had a double-double against Wisconsin here in the Kohl Center last year, 14 points, 10 rebounds just before the timeout. He rebounded his own miss, put it back in for the score, and drew the foul, so he'll go through the free throw line. Battle has been great from the stripe, 83%, but can't be said of the Gophers as a whole. At 62%, was that last in the Big Ten? Must be, right?
They're 59%, actually, overall. Okay. And with Battle, it's a small sample size, just 10 of 12 to get to the number you mentioned. The Gophers are very close to the bottom in Division One at free throw percentage. They're 358 at 59% from the foul line, but this guy knows how to make it. The left-hander, he and Dawson Garcia, both lefties, battle eyes the rim, free throw on the way, and it rattles through. As Ben Johnson goes to his bench, Ola Joseph will come in for Garcia. 13-9 now Minnesota. 11:10 left in the first half. 6-point run for the Gophers, who have made 4 of their last 5 from the floor. Steven Crow on the right wing, throwing to Max Klesman. He's with Battle at the top of the circle. A feed for Asijan, covered up by Carrington. Connor in the lane, throws it up, and no, but a foul. So the book on him is he will shoot the three, but those who really watch knows that he can attack. This time he does it off the bounce, though. See him move extremely well without the ball. But good work getting himself into the lane to get the free throw.
It's kind of like reading a book with Connor Asijan. There's a new chapter every time he plays.
Really is. First free throw for Connor is no good, and that's the first miss as a Badger. He made his first 19. So he'll look to start another streak right here. 5 points for Connor so far tonight. Second free throw dances in for his season, and it's 13-10 Minnesota with 10:58 left in the first half. Talon Cooper walks it across half court for Minnesota. Throwing to Battle and matched up again with Klusman. Little handoff. Carrington broken up by Asijan and threw it back. It's gathered by Carter Gilmore, but Asijan forcing the turnover for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell across the top of the circle, going right to left. Throws to Gilmore up top. Carter, nothing inside. Flips to Asijan, to Klusman. Bounces to Stephen Crowell. Mid post right against Payne. Crowell pivots up left hand. Good. Good work from Stephen Crowell. He has four, 13-12 Minnesota with 10:20 left in the first half. Salon Cooper sets the floor for the Gophers. Their tempo in Wisconsin's pretty much the same so far this season. Payne hands off to Battle, crowded by Klusman. Now working around a Payne screen, a feed for Ola Joseph with the left wing. Carter Gilmore defending Ola Joseph. A pass to Battle, sends it back to Ola Joseph. He and Battle play, catch three to shoot. Deep three, Battle off the back rim, no good. Rebound, Stephen Crowell for Wisconsin. And here comes Chucky Hepburn for the Badgers, down 13-12, 9:47 left in the first half. Good edge in the screen as Hepburn gives it up to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell glides to the right, sends to Hepburn, stamps off a three, right side, in and out, and back in for Chucky Hepburn. He has been on fire from three of late. Now 21 of his last, 35 has been crazy. 15-13 Wisconsin with 9:25 left in the first half. Here comes Cooper, right lane line, push it up right hand, good off the window. He has five. Chucky 49% from distance coming into this game. Here's a Asijan for three straight away. Not this time. Short, no good. Cooper the rebound. Tied at 15 with 9:06 left of the first half. Cooper to the front court for the Gophers. Going to Battle on the left side. Operates baseline against Klusman. It took it away as Battle wanted to put one up. There's a long feed. Gilmore running the lane. Down the lane. Slam dunk. Carter Gilmore. Oh, what a pass to Gilmore, streaking down the floor. That was all started by Max Klusman. And then he gave it up to Chucky in a beautiful lead feed to Gilmore. 17-15 Wisconsin. Cooper off the left wing, throws it. Carrington tries a three right side. Too long, no good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin. 8:30 left in the first half. 2-point lead for the Badgers. Here's Hepburn, splits two defenders to the rim. Layup good. Hepburn using a high screen, going to work. 19-15 Wisconsin with 8:18 left in the first half. He's worked around a Crowell screen and right through two Minnesota defenders. Here's Cooper off the left wing. Pull-up foul line jump is good. And Talon Cooper has seven. 19-17 Wisconsin with 8 minutes left in the first half. Gilmore, top of the arc, a handoff to Asijan. Feeds Klusman, right of the circle. Klusman against Battle. A pass for Crowell. Fakes the handoff to Klusman. Now gives it to him. Max, top of the arc. Glides off the ball screen from Crowell. Steps back, sends to Gilmore. Off the left wing with eight on the shot clock. And a pass intended for Crowell is punted out of bounds by Joshua Oler-Joseph. As we have a timeout here in Madison. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub Lots and Lots of Pizza, and Pepsi. Also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:42 left in the first half. Wisconsin 19, Minnesota 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Meet.
lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy tonight with rain becoming mixed precipitation. Lows dip down to about 33. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 34. Tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely. Snow showers likely. Tomorrow night, 28. About an inch of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
7 minutes, 42 seconds left in the first half. 19-17, Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Mike Tyler Wall remaining on the bench right now for the Badgers.
He left the floor, was not on the floor when Wisconsin went on this little mini run. Went back to the locker room for a handful of possessions. Is now seated on the bench. Greg Gard speaking with him. He didn't look right physically early in this game.
Jordan Davis, sideline left with him. And out there with Kamari McGee, Crowell, Gilmore, and Klesman. McGee with it. Between the arcs, Kamari takes it to the left side. He'll throw it to Crowell, hands off to McGee. Kamari had a good game against the Gophers last year with Green Bay. Here's Crowell backing, left shoulder turn of the lane, up short. Rebound fought for, battled, and the Gophers come up with it. Jaden Henley, another freshman, 6'7", out of Ontario, California, brings it up the floor. He, too, plays close to 20 minutes a game for Ben Johnson. A pass for Talon Cooper at the right point. Cooper dribbles to the baseline, now starts to back on McGee. A tough matchup right there for Kamara. Here's Cooper trying to get inside, chesting up as McGee got some help, and the ball's knocked loose. Badgers come up with it. Off the Minnesota turnover. And McGee will set the floor for Wisconsin. 6:55 left in the half, 19-17 the Badgers. Crowell with a pass for Gilmore, top of the circle. Carter leaves it for McGee between the arcs. A feed for Davis, tries a three, left of the circle, off the left side iron, no good. Joshua Ola-Joseph, the rebound for Minnesota. And at the floor comes Talon Cooper. Badgers 8 out of 20, the Gophers 7 of 19. Dawson Garcia puts it on the deck, left of the lane, cut off by Crowell, a throw to Cooper. He and Garcia, a little two-man game. 12 on the shot clock, long two, Garcia, left side, good. First points for Dawson Garcia, and we're tied at 19 with 6:20 left of the first half. Jordan Davis, high on the right for the Badgers, a bounce for Crowell. Right of the lane, Crowell again against Garcia, single coverage, turning to the baseline is Crowell, and a whistle, offensive foul on Crowell as Garcia went down. Crowell called for the foul, that'll be his first.
I thought it was a tad bit embellished, but I'd like to see it again. Crowell does have some weight and size on Garcia.
You got to be careful. I think you could call it, but if you're Garcia, you got to be careful, or any player for that matter, you got to be careful about going down like it was something really wicked, because then you're vulnerable to the flop. He did pop the chest or the shoulder into the chest of Garcia. Technically, I guess you could call that a displace. You go down like that, you could get that flop. which is a Class B technical. Here's Garcia driving up left hand, missed it, but a foul. And Dawson Garcia will go to the free throw line. 5:53 left in the half. The Badgers and Gophers tied at 19.
Garcia's just been a scorer no matter where he's played at, whether it be Marquette, North Carolina, or now at Minnesota. Prior Lake High School, he scored over 2,000 points during his prep career as a McDonald's All-American. Averaged 31 points as a senior.
Steven Crowell just picked up his second foul. Garcia, 69% foul shooter, missed the first throw. Seagin and Marcus Ilver coming in. Crowell sitting down with the two fouls. Jordan Davis takes a seat as well. Marcus Ilver appearing in his 10th game. Scored a couple of points in the game against Western Michigan last Friday. Second free throw is good for Garcia. 20-19, the Gophers. 5:53 left in the first half.
So it's pretty clear there's something going on physically with Tyler Wall.
Without a doubt. Here's Asijan outside left. Asijan with a bounce for Klusman, left corner. Klusman against Horace Samuels. A pass for Ilver. Tries a three up top. Good. Marcus Ilver with a triple in his 22-20 Wisconsin. 5:32 left in the first half. Here's Samuels high on the right. A bounce for Garcia top of the circle. He's with Gilmore. A handoff the Battle. Chased by Klusman. Pull up foul line jumper. Good for Jamison Battle. He has five. We're tied at 22. 5:17 left in the half. Hepburn glides up the floor, leaves it for Klusman, whips it through Asijan, top of the circle. Battle checking Asijan. Bounce pass to Gilmore, right of the circle. Carter above the three-point line, rocks the dribble, bounces it for Hepburn, right of the lane. Trying to back down towards Samuels, and a whistle, and they're going to get Samuels for the foul. That'll be his first and the third on Minnesota. We're checking second team foul. Wisconsin with just three team fouls. 5:01 left in the half, tied at 22. Hepburn, baseline right, will inbound. Into Gilmore, hands it back to Chucky near the right corner. Hepburn puts it on the deck, along the baseline, feeds Klusman left corner, and he walked with the ball, trying to show and go. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Little bit of size mismatch there for Klusman. Henley's about 6'7", so he felt like he had to give him a ball fake to get the baseline, wound up shuffling his feet.
Turnovers even at 5, 4:53 left of the first half. Wisconsin 22, Minnesota 22. Both teams 9 of 21 from the floor. Scoring has been a real problem for the Gophers this season, averaging a little better than 63 points a game as Battle called for steps. A little too late releasing the pass. Tried to hit the brakes. Couldn't do it. Turnover number 6 for the Gophers.
Their speed of play is well down the list, too, isn't it?
Yeah, right there with Wisconsin's. Actually, their tempo isn't all that far apart. Here's Hepburn to the right side. Works right wing. Feeds Ilver. Puts it on the deck. Marcus down the lane. Tried to leave it for Gilmore. Deflected out of bounds by Minnesota. Badgers keep it with 18 to shoot.
Ilver played 2.5 minutes against Western Michigan. Greg Gard made the statement after the game that those were important quality minutes for Ilver just to get him some game exposure.
A sophomore from Estonia, Western Reserve Academy in Ohio. Inbounds pass to Seagin, covered up by Battle off the left wing. Connor, up right hand, good off the glass. Working left of the lane, and again, Seagin, resourceful. And he has 8 points, 24-22 Wisconsin, 4:15 left of the break. Battle, bobbled the pass, gathers high on the right. Klusman defending, Ola Joseph throwing to Samuels, outside left. A pass for Garcia at the foul line, knocked away by Gilmore. Garcia gets it back. Shot clock is at 8. Garcia looking to go to work, backing on Gilmore in the lane, turns up, in, off the glass. Garcia with 5, and we're tied at 24 with 3:50 left in the first half. Hepburn sets the floor for Wisconsin. High screen to Ilver. Chucky left of the circle. Feeds Marcus. Tries another three. Right side. Nope. Too long. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jaden Henley of Minnesota. And the freshman brings it up the floor. He averages 4.5 points a game. Couple of rebounds. Henley against Asijan. Screen from Garcia. Henley to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Runs it up. No. Tipped up. No. Tipped up. Yes. And the second tip, this time from Joshua Ola Joseph, 26-24 Minnesota. 3:17 left in the half. Hepburn throwing to Ilver at the top of the circle. Ilver gives it to Asijan, left of the lane. Asijan, baseline left, tough pass, and it's broken up by Henley, and a foul called on Klusman. That prevented a breakaway.
For the Minnesota freshmen, we have the under four media timeouts. We'll take a break here in Madison. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:06 left of the first half. Minnesota 26, Wisconsin 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 3:06 left of the first half, Minnesota 26, Wisconsin 24.
Gophers have done a good job playing defense without fouling. The Badgers attempted only two free throws here in the first half. And again, we point out Tyler Wall has been unavailable after logging about 8.5 minutes, went to the locker room, came back to the bench, and has been planted on the bench ever since.
They give us some words of encouragement to Carter Gilmore and Marcus Ilver as they broke the huddle. Davis, Hepburn, and Klesman rounding out the five for the Badgers. Henley, Cooper, Garcia, Battle, and Payne, the five of the floor for Minnesota. Gophers on offense. Talon Cooper, right wing, goes into Garcia, posting on Ilver. Garcia, right block. A double briefly from Gilmore. Now Garcia turns up left hand, no good. Ilver clears the board for Wisconsin. 2:50 left in the half. 2-point lead, Minnesota. Jordan Davis, a pass for Klesmit between the circles. Backs out front. Henley defends. A feed for Gilmore in the right wing. Carter out to Hepburn. Good look at a three. Right side, money. Chucky Hepburn with his second three in his 27-26 Wisconsin. 2:28 left in the half. Talon Cooper throwing to Payne, top of the circle. Payne guarded by Gilmore. A handoff to Cooper. Illegal screen on the dribble handoff as Hepburn went to the floor, and he needs a moment. Pharrell Payne with his first foul. Vincent Payne really put together. And that was a haymaker delivered to Chucky Hepburn.
Kind of caught him by surprise a little bit.
It did.
Might have just lost his wind temporarily.
2:18 left in the half. 27-26 Wisconsin. Hepburn regroups, brings it up the floor. Ilver, a handoff to Klesman. A throw to Chucky, left of the wheel. Hepburn off the Gilmore screen, hedged by Payne. Hepburn at the top, rocks the dribble, snaps off a three, straight on, straight in. He's okay. 30-26 Wisconsin. 1:55 left in the first half. Garcia top of the circle for Minnesota. Matched up with Marcus Silver. Right foul line extended. Gives it up to Cooper. Baseline right behind the back pass. Garcia. Garcia backing on Ilver. Right lane line. Turns, whistle. Walk with the ball. Marcus Silver D'ing up on Dawson Garcia yet again.
Yeah, that's back-to-back possessions of good D from Ilver on Garcia. The previous possession, he just forced Garcia to take a tough low percentage shot over the top of him.
Hepburn brings it up for Wisconsin. 1:38 left in the half. 30-26, the Badgers. Hepburn off the high screen from Gilmore. Chucky right side feeds Hilver top of the circle. Moves to his left. Gives it up to Klesmet. Max to the line. Max down the lane to the rim. Layup. Good. Max Klesmet with a strong take. 32-26 Wisconsin. 1:20 left in the first half. Jalon Cooper walks it up the left sideline of the front court for Minnesota. Payne sets the screen. Cooper will use it to the top of the arc. Now left side pass for Garcia. Tries a three. Missed it. Rebound Davis for Wisconsin. Outlet to Hepburn. Scoots up the right sideline of the front court. Chucky on the dribble to the top of the circle. He'll throw to Gilmore high on the right. Carter off the wing. Spins in the lane. Turns it out to Klesmet high on the left. Turn down the three. He'll drive the lane to the rim. Goes up. No. And the rebound to Battle. Here comes Minnesota. Klesmet trying to get back and join the party. And he will. And it's 5-on-5. 43 seconds left in the half. 6-point lead Wisconsin. Garcia, left foul line extended jumper, mid-range, missed it. Rebound Davis of Wisconsin. 35 seconds left in the half. 32-26 Wisconsin. And Greg Gard will take the use it or lose it timeout. 30.2 to play. 24 to shoot. Badgers on an 8-point run. They lead the Gophers 32-26.
And this run was triggered by Chucky Hepburn, who had back-to-back triples followed by a drive and a score by Max Klesmet.
The Badgers continue to get it done. Tyler Wall been out for quite a while. There's Steven Crow on the bench with two fouls. Something not quite right with Tyler.
There's no question Marcus Hilver has played some quality minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes beyond just making that first three-point hit.
Yeah.
It's on the defensive end. I don't think any of us really quite sure if he was ready defensively to hold his own.
And you know Greg Gard, that's going to be the first thing that he's going to be encouraged
Absolutely.
About.
Especially since he's matched against one of the craftier scorers in this league in Dawson Garcia.
Yeah, no doubt. Hepburn, Hilver, Davis, Klesmet, Gilmore for Wisconsin, Henley, Payne, Cooper, Battle, and Garcia for the Gophers. 30.2 seconds left in the half, 24 in the shot clock for Wisconsin. 32-26, the Badgers. Davis, front court sideline, left will inbound. And here we go. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Talon Cooper comes out on it. Hepburn will walk into the center circle. 25 seconds left in the half. He'll continue to walk the dribble. Moving to his right. Well above the three-point line. Leads up for Jordan Davis. Shot clock at 10. Game clock at 16. Klesmet left-hand flip for Hepburn. Left point. Shot clock at 6. Hepburn high on the left. Working against Cooper. Fades. Flips. Long two. Off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down to Minnesota. 5 seconds left in the half. Here's Talon Cooper. Fouled by Hepburn. Badgers have fouls to give. That's the first on Chucky and the fifth on Wisconsin with 3.2 left in the half. 32-26 Wisconsin.
Made the point earlier. Cooper's not built like the Applebees or the point guards we've seen earlier this season.
Yeah.
He's about 6'4", 195 pounds. He's put together. He's sturdy.
Yeah, the 190 seems, I mean, that's solid 190. He is a strong young man. 3.2 left in the half. Battle will inbound. Midcourt sideline right. Battle looking. He'll throw to Payne, and a foul called on Gilmore. That's the last one the Badgers have to give. First personal on Carter. Sixth on Wisconsin, 2.6 left in the first half. Looked like a give and a get, and then a give right back. Battle to Cooper, back to Battle for three, right of the circle. No good, and the first half has come to an end with the Badgers scoring the final 8 points here in the first half of play. Minnesota led for a time in this first half by as many as four. Badgers' biggest lead is 6, and that's where we are at the half. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, halftime at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 32, Minnesota 26. We're back with the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about. But you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta fail. Tuesdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 32, Minnesota 26. Chucky Hepburn with 11 points, 3 of 3 from long range. Connor Asijan has 8, 4 for Steven Crowell, 3 for Marcus Silver, 2 for Carter Gilmore, likewise for Tyler Wall. But Wall played just shy of 9 minutes and has been out. Something not quite right here physically, it looks like, with Tyler here this evening. Talon Cooper has 7 to pace Minnesota, 5 for Dawson Garcia, 5 for Jamison Battle, 3 points for Braden Carrington, 2 apiece for Joshua Ola-Joseph, Darrell Payne, and Jaden Henley. At the half, Wisconsin 32, Minnesota 26. Mike is back with the SVA halftime interview in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We at Bumper to Bumper think every vehicle on the road should run like a champion. So when it's time to replace the spark plugs in your vehicle, champion your machine with Champion Spark Plugs to help improve performance and reduce wear and tear. Stop at your local Bumper to Bumper auto parts store to pick up your next set of spark plugs today. Or visit us online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Champion Spark Plugs from Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 6th through the 8th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $2,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to Bucky's Locker Room to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax. It's Steinhoffels.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads Minnesota 32-26 at halftime. Tyler Wall played only 8 minutes and 50 seconds in the first half. There's something going on physically with Tyler. Went back to the locker room, came back to the bench, and that's where he was seated for the majority of the first half. We'll hopefully get some information on Tyler's status in a little bit. One thing we know about Tyler's status, he's the leader. I asked Joe Krabenhoff to kind of confirm that for us.
He's grown so much and couldn't be more proud of the leader he's become over his career here. And he's learned from some really good ones in Brad Davison and Dimitri Trice and so on. Just his ability to continue to connect with guys, to take a guy like Connor Sejan under his wing and just talk to him, and just seeing him grow up like that has been so much fun for us to just sit back and watch. His game has continued to get better, and I think it's still got a ways to go, and that's the fun part, because I think he can continue to get a lot better for us.
Has his confidence led to more aggressiveness on the floor?
Absolutely. His confidence is at an all-time high on both ends of the floor. He's the leader. He has coaching the whole staff's trust in what he does, because his heart's always in the right place. So he's able to go out there and just play and be aggressive. He gets caught gambling and trying to make big plays all the time, but that's what players do. It's a player's game. Coach has said that from the very beginning, and Tyler Wall's out there making plays, and we'll live with his mistakes here and there, because his effort and his heart is unquestionable.
More of our halftime interview brought to you by SVA is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Need to update your furniture? Menards has the furniture you need in stock. Plus, you get a free rug. That's right. Buy any upholstered living room furniture at $299 or more and get a free 5x7 area rug. That's $149.99 in savings. Need a new chair? How about a sectional, a new recliner, or love seat? Buy one today. Get a free rug. Hurry up. Get to Menards before they're gone. In-store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin leads Minnesota 32-26. We are at halftime at the Kohl Center. Stephen Crowell was limited in the first half. About 12 minutes, got into a little foul trouble. Crowell coming off a career-high 25 points against Western Michigan. Ask Joe Krabenhoff to kind of describe his development.
I think he's just, climbing up that mountain. He won't reach the peak for quite some time, and that's the nature of this game, let alone for big guys who, like you said, takes a little bit longer. But his skill set, his feel for the game is as good as any big we've had here at this stage in his career. To compare him to other people wouldn't be fair to him or those other players, but he's got to continue to get stronger, continue to get more confident. We see it in spurts, like we did last year. Now it's prolonged minutes and, more weight on his shoulders as far as what we need out of him. But I think he's really produced for us. And even when numbers don't say it, the people who really know what we're doing out there understand how much we put on our big guy, and it's specifically Steve right now with the way we're running our offense and what we do defensively. He's the captain of a lot of what we do on the defensive end of the floor, and he's done a tremendous job.
When we continue, we'll have some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
Carrier is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Contact the experts at 1-800-CARRIER or carrier.com.